This is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org's Daily Insight for Friday, August 17, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of John, chapter 11, verses 21 to 22. It says there, "Now Martha said to Jesus, 'Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you.'" End of quote. In a town called Bethany, there was a family very dear to Jesus Christ. Jesus and his disciples frequently visited this family, and members of the family, Lazarus, his sisters Martha and Mary, were very intimate friends to Jesus. Jesus was teaching in Jordan, and Lazarus got sick. Martha and Mary sent words to Jesus and said, "The one you love is sick." Martha and Mary knew that Jesus loved Lazarus. However, when Jesus heard this, he said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." End of quote. Verse number 5 says, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Then it says in the next verse, verse 6, that so when he heard that he was sick, he stayed 2 more days in the place where he was. Then after this, Jesus said to the disciples, "Let us go to Judea again." Humanly, it was impossible to understand why Jesus stayed there 2 more days after it says he loved them. However, the reason was also stated in the passage. Jesus said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Dearly beloved, sometimes when we go through heartaches, pain and losses, even after praying to the loving Lord, we do not get an immediate and favorable answer. However, the passage says Jesus loved them. That is all what it matters at the end. One truth is sure: if he loves you and I and still does not get an answer to our prayers, he has another plan in his mind. The plan of Jesus Christ is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. We do not know for sure how all are going to work out and how the final product going to look like. However, Jesus knows exactly how God is going to get glory out of our circumstances. Beloved, then after 2 more days, Jesus came to Jerusalem along with his disciples. Now Martha, as soon as she heard Jesus was coming, went out to meet him and said our today's insight. It says, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." End of quote. You see, even though her brother died and things were so bad for them for the last several days, still Martha expressed her full faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. She was assured of the fact that if Jesus were there, her brother would not have died. However, even though he is dead now, she knew Jesus could do something about it. She understood and believed in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and therefore she knew whatever Jesus asked of God, God would give him. What an incredible faith and trust in the midst of loss and darkness, right? Now listen carefully to the conversation between Jesus and Martha. Jesus said to Martha, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, she knew that he would rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Then Jesus said and revealed this most wonderful truth about himself. Jesus said to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" End of quote. Jesus in effect said to Martha that he is the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in Jesus shall live again, even if he dies. Then he said, whoever lives and believes in him shall never die. This is why Jesus said before, when he heard the news of the sickness of Lazarus, that his sickness is not unto death, in the sense that Lazarus is not eternally in a lost condition and he is not away from the presence of the loving and gracious Lord. Beloved, true two truths emerge from this statement of Jesus Christ. One, Jesus is the resurrection and life. In other words, he is the author of resurrection and life. No one ever claimed such a claim. Those who have Jesus Christ have resurrection and life already in them. Second, a person who believes in Christ, though he may die here on this earth, he or she shall live. In other words, when people call it death, it is not an end of our existence. Those who believe in Jesus Christ and then die, they are going to live again and live in heaven forever and ever, because Jesus Christ will raise them again. Then Jesus asked Martha, "Martha, do you believe this?" To this question, Martha answered and said, "Yes, Lord, I believe you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world." Jesus asked, "Where have you laid Lazarus?" They showed the gravesite to him. It was in a cave. Jesus said to them, "Take away the stone." The people took the stones away. Jesus lifted up his eyes and talked to his Father in heaven and said in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." Lazarus came out bound hand and foot with the grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Loose him and let him go." Beloved, our today's insights teach us at least 3 points to keep in our mind. Number one, when you and I puzzle in our mind why the Lord is not answering our prayer, the right option is to trust the heart of God altogether. He knows what he is doing. It is for the glory of God, and the Son of God gets glory somehow. In this incident, ultimately Jesus got the glory over the situation by raising Lazarus from the dead and proving his supernatural power over death. God perfectly knows how he is going to get glory out of our sad and fearful and terrible circumstances. Always trust the hand and heart of the loving Lord, because he loves us. Secondly, like Martha, let us keep our full faith and trust in the love of the Lord. The Lord is still able to deliver us from our bad circumstances and problems. He can always do something beyond our wildest imaginations. This truth will be tested again and again in our lives. But even if no deliverance comes, let us be firm in our faith like Daniel. Daniel said, "God is able to deliver us." But even if he will not deliver, we are perfectly okay, and we will not bow in front of the idol the king built. Thirdly, there is a crucial question everyone should answer on this side of the eternity. Listen, the question is, do you believe Jesus Christ, the only Savior of the world, is the resurrection and life? Do you believe he who believes in Christ, though he may die, he shall live again? Saying yes to this question as Martha did when Jesus asked, hang your future destiny. My dearly beloved, God, a moment for today's prayer. Please pray with me now. Father in heaven, I know I do not understand why you are allowing this painful circumstance in my life. I pray, Lord, to deliver me with your supernatural and mighty hand. However, I know you have a plan behind it, although I do not fully understand now. If it brings glory to you, Lord, I submit my will to your plan and will. I believe Jesus Christ died and rose again for all of my sins. Come to me, Jesus. I accept Christ as my Savior now. Please save me. In Christ's name I pray. May the love and deliverance and the blessings of the Lord be upon you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.